Hello, and welcome to the premiere episode of the Make Your Business Boom podcast. I'm Eric Lures, your personal business mind optimization strategist, and I'm here to help you fully utilize your mind so you can fully leverage your business resources and fully profit from your business. Now, I want you to get the most that you can out of today's podcast, and to do that, I have three simple rules. Number one, no multitasking. If it's a choice between this podcast and checking your emails, choose the podcast. Trust me, it will change your life. Number two, get excited. You're about to learn information that will massively impact your business and bottom line. And number three, take notes. If you get an incredible learning or a flash of wisdom while you're listening, make sure that you write it down, because that's how this works. Today, we're going to be talking about confidence and mastery. Especially confidence and mastery in business. Now, confidence and mastery are the two factors that will make or break your business. They are also the factors that will help you to become a world-class business leader. And they will also help you create a life that you love. Confidence and mastery. And how do they apply to business? Well, let's take each one separately. First, confidence. If you've ever been in a situation, and I'm sure that you have, where you've gone in and known ahead of time that everything's going to be all right, you walk in and you are fully confident. And in that mindset, you are able to access capabilities in your mind and powers in terms of speech, in terms of presence, that you could never have had if you had walked in either fearful or unknowing about what was going to happen in a situation. So confidence, when you are confident, you bring to the table an entire high-level aspect of yourself that is non-existent when you are fearful or don't have that confidence in you, if you're just sort of neutral at that point in time. And mastery. Mastery is, in this case, is the mastery of business skills. And the skills that you will need in order to achieve what you want in business. Now, I'm not talking about mastering every single little tiny bit of business skill that's out there. It would take five lifetimes just to begin to have that much knowledge in your head. But you do need to have mastery of the business skills for which you are going to be called upon. So if you are on the role of, say, a CEO, you need to have access to CEO skills. You need to be a master of those skills. If you're going to be a marketing person, you need to have mastery of your marketing skills, etc. So you need to be in a mindset where you are confident in yourself and also have mastery of business skills. Now, the powerful thing is that confidence and mastery combined are kind of like yin and yang. They feed each other, and here's how. When you are confident, and studies show that when you are confident in your ability to learn or in your ability to do something in terms of a mastered skill, your technical expertise at that mastered skill will increase simply by having the mindset that you already are confident in your abilities. Your confidence in your abilities drives up your skill. So, theoretically, if I taught you the alphabet yesterday, but then I was able to work with you and get your confidence level to such a level, not even work on the technical aspect, you know, going through the ABCs again and again, but get you to feel confident that you knew the ABCs backwards and forwards, even if you might have been a 2 yesterday, today you'll be a 7 or 8 or 9 or even a 10, simply because you're confident in your ability to do the ABCs. Conversely, mastery. When you are a master, when you take the time to master the technical skills of something, being a CEO, a marketer, an accountant, a doctor, a lawyer, whatever, when you master a skill, in your mind, the mastery of that skill will increase your confidence. When you walk into a situation, let's say you're an accountant, and you walk into a situation where you are able to look at the numbers in a way that nobody else is, because you have spent that much time and attention focused on mastering that business skill, you are automatically more confident. So, as you have confidence and mastery, they do feed each other. So the prime thing that we're trying to drive home here is that confidence and mastery combined will make you a master in your business. Now, under confidence and mastery, there are 10 competencies. And I'm just going to list them off for you here. It doesn't really matter. You don't have to know them all right now. If you want to write them down, that's fine. But I just want to run them by you so that you understand what they are, because we're going to be talking about them in upcoming podcasts. As a matter of fact, the entire purpose of the podcasts that are going to be coming up, which is this entire series, is going to be giving you these 10 competencies broken down so that you can use them to build your business from the ground up, or from whatever level you're at right now up to the level that you want your business to be at. So the 10 competencies. The 10 competencies are divided. They are divided into 3 that fall directly under confidence, another 3 that fall directly under mastery, and 4 competencies that fall into the mid-ground between confidence and mastery. And now let me lay them out for you. Under confidence, we have trust, action, and creativity. Under mastery, we have learning, systems, and controls. And under the intersection of confidence and mastery, we have goal, team, communication, and leadership. So real quick, under confidence, we have trust, action, and creativity. Trust is simply having trust in yourself and what you're going to be doing. Trust in yourself and the actions you're going to be taking. That's how we come to actions. You also have to have confidence in your actions as you move forward. That trust in your actions will drive your creativity. In order to change, when you take an action, you get an outcome, and you need to be creative when you get that outcome so that you can keep tweaking your actions so that you can get the results that you want. So that's why under confidence you have to have trust, action, and creativity. Now, under mastery, the 3 competencies under mastery are learning, systems, and controls. Why are they there? Number 1, learning. You need to take control of your ongoing learning. Remember that mastery is mastery of business skills. So you always have to be learning and working towards the learning just for the skills that you need at that moment to be a master at what you're doing. So sometimes learning is also stopping learning and applying, but that's a conversation for another time. We also have systems. What are systems? Well, systems are the systems that are going to be used to build your business and to run your business. See, eventually what we want to do is if you want to be a business leader, a CEO, a business owner, an entrepreneur, you want to get to a point where you can leave your company behind and have it grow without you. But in order to do that, you need systems in place. And to build your business, you need systems in place. And finally, our third piece under mastery is controls. You need controls to control the systems that you put into place in order to monitor what's going on. Those controls will help you to monitor your performance and will help you find problems ahead of time and head them off so that you don't have to deal with large-scale millions of dollars of loss or even billions of dollars of loss like is going on right now in the markets. And finally, we have the intersection between confidence and mastery. And in there, we have goal, team, communication, and leadership. Now, what is this? Well, goal is obviously, what is the goal for yourself, for your company, etc. So we have to be able to set goals and go after them. For team, well, I'm going to tell you this. If you want to be a solopreneur, great. But solopreneurs can only do so much. When you're a one-man band, you can only make so much money. So you can certainly optimize your business being a one-man band, but you're never going to reach multi-million or billionaire status that way. And if you do, if you reach the multi-millionaire or even the millionaire status, you're going to be working very hard to keep up that lifestyle because you're both the head cook and bottle washer. So we want to make sure that we put together a team. Teams are what help us build multi-million and billion-dollar companies, so we have to have a team together. Now, communication is the next step. Communication is necessary simply because you need to communicate between yourself and your team, between your company and the outside world. You need to get communication back in from the outside world, from your clients, etc., and the press. So there's always communication going on inside the company, outside the company, and throughout. We need to master that communication skill. And finally, leadership. You want to build a multi-million dollar business? You want to be a world-class business leader? You need leadership skills. And we're definitely going to be covering those in podcasts coming up. But leadership is a key component. All 10 of these competencies are the 10 components that you must have in place to build the business that you desire. To start putting confidence and mastery to play immediately in your business and your life, what I want you to do is I want you to think about your life and your business right now. And I want you to make a list of all the places where you feel confident and all the places where you feel fearful in your business. Do you feel confident in your ability to balance your checkbook, but you feel fearful about your ability to market your business? I also want you to make the same kind of list for mastery. Where do you feel that you are masterful in your business? Maybe you feel masterful at designing a bicycle, but you feel mediocre, which is the flip side of mastery. You feel mediocre at designing the wheels for a bicycle, let's say. You don't feel good about designing the spokes for the wheels for that bicycle. So you can do the frame, but you can't do the wheels. Wherever you feel masterful, write that down. Wherever you feel mediocre about yourself and your business, write that down. What we want that for is we need to have, and you need to have, an overview of where you right now are confident and where you are masterful and where you are fearful and where you are mediocre. And then as we go forward in these podcasts, you're going to be able to evaluate those lists, and you're going to be able to see, what are the things I should be working on? What are the things I shouldn't be working on? How can I fully leverage myself? How can I move from being fearful and mediocre to being confident and masterful? Because what we want at the end here is for you to be a confident master of business so that you can build your multi-million or billion-dollar company and go forward in life to achieve even higher goals. Now, in our next podcast, we're going to be talking about the first of the 10 competencies, and that is trust. More directly, we're going to be talking about how trust relates to making decisions. We want you to be able to make decisions powerfully and quickly. You're going to learn how to make fast, powerful, effective, profitable decisions, just like billionaires and CEOs do every day. You're going to be able to make them with confidence, and you're going to be able to move on from there. And that's the power of making effective decisions, being able to make them and move on. And that's it for today's podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. Now, do me a favor, if you would, please leave your comments on makeyourbusinessboom.podomatic.com. Again, makeyourbusinessboom.podomatic.com. Please go there to leave your comments. And to take your own confidence and mastery assessment, a $125 value, absolutely free to you, please be sure to visit our website at www.makeyourbusinessboom.com. Again, that's www.makeyourbusinessboom.com to take your own confidence and mastery assessment, a $125 value, yours free. It's real quick and easy. It's just 25 questions, and you're going to get a lot of insight from that assessment. We want as many people as possible to benefit from this podcast, so please email the URL for our program, which is makeyourbusinessboom.podomatic.com, to your friends and family and anybody else you know who can benefit, and we really appreciate you recommending us to your friends and family. Thank you so much for listening, and I'm very grateful to you for the time that you've invested, and I hope that you get a lot out of today's program. Again, this is Eric Lures reminding you that your business can only grow to the extent that you do. See you next time, and thanks again.